BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. The Gambian president-elect, Adama Barrow, has hailed a new Gambia in his first comments since his surprise victory in Thursday's elections. Mr. Barrow defeated Yahya Jammeh, who took power in a coup 22 years ago. A BBC correspondent in the country said Mr. Barrow, a former estate agent with little political experience, seemed bewildered. State radio in Angola says President José Eduardo dos Santos, who has been in power for 37 years, will stand down before elections next year. Reports say the defense minister, João Lourenço, will become head of the governing MPLA party. The German Formula One driver Nico Rosberg has announced his retirement from the sport days after winning the world championship for the first time. Rosberg said his heart was telling him to stop racing. The Dutch government has agreed to launch an inquiry into the bloody conclusion of colonial rule in Indonesia in the 1940s. Troops from the Netherlands are suspected of having killed tens of thousands of people during the War of Independence. The famous French fashion house Chanel has warned that a planned high-speed train line through the centre of France's perfume-making region will threaten production of its iconic scent, Chanel No. 5. The rail company says the line is vital to ease congestion on what it says is the busiest route outside Paris. The US Secretary of State John Kerry has warned of the dangers of fake news and misinformation spread via the internet. Mr. Kerry told a gathering in Rome that bigots and demagogues were taking advantage of new technology to spread divisive and hateful ideas. A former Nazi soldier has left more than $500,000 to a village in Scotland where he was held as a prisoner during the Second World War. Heinrich Steinmeier, who died in 2014 at the age of 90, made the bequest to the village in Perthshire in return for the kindness he was shown by people in Scotland. BBC News.